And this newscast is being brought to you by Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. And American Flooring Center of Marlette, voted the best flooring stores of Sanilac County by Google Business Reviews 2025, serving the entire Thumb and more, now including free padding with purchase and installation of carpet for a limited time. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. Before we get to that, the election primaries are still not verified, so the results are still as stands, except that Cass City School District, the bond looks like it failed by one vote. But we will get you the official results once those come in. In the meantime, Team One Credit Union and Case Credit Union have announced plans to merge pending regulatory approval, with the transition expected to be completed early 2027. Together, the organizations bring nearly two centuries of combined service, both originally founded in the 1930s, to support educators and local communities. Leaders say members won't notice any immediate changes. Accounts remain secure and insured through the National Credit Union Administration, and no action is required during the transition. Instead, officials described the merger, not a takeover, as an opportunity, one that will strengthen long-term stability, expand services, and allow for greater investment in technology and digital banking tools. The combined organization is expected to enhance convenience while maintaining the credit union philosophy of people helping people. The move reflects a broader national trend. Across the country, the number of credit unions has declined over the past two decades, largely due to mergers rather than closures. Industry experts point to rising operating costs, increased cybersecurity demands, and stricter federal compliance requirements as key driving factors for consolidation. While those challenges have made it tougher for smaller institutions to operate independently, mergers like this one are increasingly seen as a proactive strategy, allowing credit unions to stay competitive, improve services, and continue serving members well into the future. And despite fewer institutions overall, credit union membership nationwide continues to grow, highlighting strong consumer confidence in these community-focused financial cooperations. A Saginaw murder case is temporarily on hold as the court evaluates the defendant's mental competency. Authorities say 23-year-old John Cirillo Johnson has been ordered to undergo testing to determine whether he understands the charges against him and can assist in his own defense. The evaluation will take place at the Michigan Center for Forensic Psychiatry. Cirillo Johnson is charged with open murder and multiple weapon offenses in the April 22nd shooting death of 32-year-old Darnisha Spence. Investigators say Spence was shot near Rust Avenue in M46 after reportedly encountering the suspect earlier in the day. Police took Cirillo Johnson into custody shortly after the incident. Investigators have not released details about a possible motive or whether the two knew each other. He remains lodged in the Saginaw County Jail without bond as the case awaits the outcome of the competency evaluation. And Governor Gretchen Whitmer is supporting a temporary suspension of the federal gas tax as a way to provide some relief at the pump. However, she is not currently backing a similar move at the state level. Michigan's gas tax stands at just over 50 cents per gallon, with more of that revenue dedicated to road and infrastructure improvements under a recently updated funding plan. State leaders from both parties say suspending that tax could jeopardize long-term road repair efforts. While some states have paused fuel taxes to ease costs for drivers, Michigan lawmakers appear reluctant to follow that suit, citing the importance of maintaining consistent funding for transportation projects. Experts say a gas tax holiday could offer short-term savings, but may not significantly impact overall fuel prices, which are largely driven by global market conditions. For now, state officials say discussions on possible relief measures are ongoing as they work towards finalizing the next budget. And now for a word from our sponsor.
American Flooring Center is providing free, high-quality padding with carpet and installation for a limited time. Get free half-inch, 8-pound vapor barrier padding on your entire installation of carpet through American Flooring Center. But don't wait, because this deal doesn't last forever. Take advantage of better comfort, better installation, and a longer carpet life with the free padding deal from American Flooring Center in Marlette. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation today. Call 989-635-1111. That's 989-635-1111. Get the best value and a better performing floor at no additional cost from American Flooring Center in Marlette.
Homeowners and businesses trust American Flooring Center for their quality products, exceptional service, and premier installation. From carpet and vinyl to hardwood and luxury plank, American Flooring Center will help you choose the right floor the first time. See why your neighbors choose American Flooring Center in Marlette over everywhere else in the Thumb. Call American Flooring Center in Marlette at 989-635-1111. That's 989-635-1111. And now, for a limited time, get free half-inch, 8-pound padding with purchase and installation of carpet from American Flooring Center.
And we're back with a look at more news. Ted Turner, the visionary entrepreneur who revolutionized the media landscape by founding CNN, passed away today at age 87. Turner's family confirmed he died peacefully, having lived with Lewy body dementia in his later years. Beyond his contributions to 24-hour news, Turner was a celebrated yachtsman and a dedicated conservationist who donated billions to the United Nations. He leaves behind a legacy that permanently altered how the world consumes information and how private wealth can support global initiatives. The Iranian Foreign Ministry confirmed today that it is carefully examining a new proposal from the United States aimed at ending the regional conflict. While some officials in Tehran initially expressed skepticism, the formal review process suggests a possible opening for diplomacy. The proposal was reportedly conveyed via Pakistani mediators. As the review continues, the Iranian government has stated that its final position will be communicated once all internal security and political assessments are completed. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. And American Flooring Center of Marlette, voted the best flooring store of Sanilac County by Google Business Reviews 2025, serving the entire Thumb and more, now including free padding with purchase installation of carpet for a limited time.
Are you looking to replace your vehicle? Then think Ortis first. That's Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. Call the sales team at 989-269-8472 for all your new and used car needs. Or visit them online at ortis.com. Ortis Ford can deliver your new vehicle right to your door. At Ortis Ford and Bad Axe, you'll find a great selection of new and used late model cars, trucks, and vans. You will always get your best price along with superior service before and after the sale. Ortis has vehicles in every price range. If you don't see the model and color you require on the lot, Ortis has a locator service that can find what you're looking for fast. The service department offers the works package that includes oil change, tire rotation, and full safety inspection. Ortis also sells tires with different specials rotating all of the time. The body shop is available for your repairs, and we offer free estimates and loaners. Just call 989-269-9000.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.